Undergoing a mastectomy before breast cancer may seem like a radical step. Some women at especially high risk of cancer already have made this choice rather than live with the worry. Research in today's issue of the New England Journal of Medicine supports their decision. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
About 5% of breast cancers are caused by two genetic mutations called BRCA1 and BRCA2. The tip-off that a woman may have either is if she has several close relatives who've had breast cancer. Genetic tests can show whether or not a woman carries a faulty gene. If she does, her risk of breast cancer is very high.
Between 50-55% and 85% on a lifetime basis.
Professor Jan Kleen of the Erasmus University Medical Center in Rotterdam studied 139 women with BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutations. He did the study because some previous work showed that women who had only partially complete mastectomies still had some risk of breast cancer. In his study, 76 women opted to have both breasts removed. 63 chose close medical supervision. After 3 years, none of the women who had mastectomies had developed breast cancer. 13% of the supervised women had, and one had died.
So we can now guarantee that prophylactic mastectomy is 100% safe with respect to the prevention of breast cancer.
Other researchers say they'd like to see the study run out a little longer than 3 years, but that they expect its findings will hold. The mastectomy decision is made by women whose only sign of illness is an abnormal genetic test, women who have no current signs of cancer. Dr. Judy Garber runs a clinic for such high-risk women at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston.
It's a terrible decision, and most women do not want to have surgery. This paper doesn't say that they must or that they should. It says that if they choose to, this is an effective option.
And that can be reassuring, but the study also had some disquieting results.
The worrisome surprise was that women without surgery did not do very well at all, and that so many of them developed their cancers between their monitoring appointments, between their exams.
Meaning the cancer had some time to grow before treatment was started. Yet the regular surveillance was the best medicine has to offer. Monthly breast self-examination, semi-annual doctor checks, and annual mammography or MRIs. Still, researcher Kleen says his work is meant to provide women with information, not to dictate their decisions. It doesn't mean that all women who carry the BRCA1 or 2 mutations should opt for prophylactic mastectomy.
Even now, we don't urge women to make a choice to take away their breast, because we know that when the woman is not completely sure about her decision, you have a risk of regret later on.
There's another potential option for high-risk women: taking experimental drugs that could stave off breast cancer. But there's a concern that some of the drugs might stimulate ovarian cancer. Studies are going on now in Europe and the United States. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.